If you're going to do anything in life, whether spiritually, physically, or financially, you got to have passion. You got to believe that you can. The passion will take you there.
God places in everyone a passion that resides deep inside of us that can be used to further His kingdom. Today, John Copeland and special guest Jesse Duplantis reveal the purpose of pursuing that passion. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland and I'm sitting in for my parents who are out preaching the Word of God and doing good things for people out there, and they asked me to sit in, and it's truly an honor to be with you here today. We have a very special guest with us today from Destrehan, Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans, Brother Jesse Duplantis.
Praise the Lord. How you doing, John?
Glad to have you here, Jesse.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
It's a blessing. You're always fun to
thank you.
Sit down with, hunt with, ride motorcycles with.
Yeah.
Jesse has a lot of joy in his life.
Amen.
And the reason he does is because he's experiencing success in his life.
Amen.
Not to say that he doesn't ever have a setback or a challenge.
Right.
Some people think that, you know, people that preach faith preach that you're never going to face adversity.
I've never said that in my life. That's not true.
But you can overcome all adversity.
Amen.
And I think that that is the thing, is it's not necessarily that it doesn't come, but God, right here in His Word, He gives you the tools to face and challenge everything
Amen.
That comes against you and to come out victorious. Sometimes while you're in it, you may not seem like you're victorious, but if you stand and you stay on God's Word and you keep following Him, you will be victorious.
Amen.
And
it's true.
I don't care what the devil tries to throw at you. God is bigger than he is.
Amen.
And He's stronger than he is. And He wants to see you have the success in your life that you've been called to have. And so, you know, if you want to be successful, then you need to stay right here all this week and next week. And if you missed any of the broadcasts earlier this week, they're right there online. Go back and watch them and get what you missed, because these are keys that Jesse's sharing with us.
Amen.
Keys that he's used, that God has showed him on how to have success in your life.
Amen.
You know, yesterday we talked about not seeking people's approval, you know.
That's right.
You know, the only approval you need to seek is God's approval.
Hallelujah.
Period. That's it.
Amen. That's
and
preaching.
So, you know, for going from there,
right.
from seeking not seeking people's approval.
Right. To the next thing is passion. If you want to be a success in life, you got to have passion. And, you know, you talked about adversity just a few seconds ago. If you want to understand success, you need to study the life of David. When he was a shepherd, and when he becomes a king. What made him so wonderful was he had passion in his life. Now, adversity, he had a lot of that too, but your adversity will make you...
It caused a lot of it.
But I've learned something, that your adversity will make you king. You know, he didn't become king, John, until he slew Goliath. Once he took out the biggest boy in the valley, everybody began to say, this boy has got success potential. So we've been dealing with, we started out on Monday, it would be clear about your vision and your mission. And we dealt with lonely times and not bad times when things are not working. That way you get clear on your calling. Then we dealt with don't seek people's approval. That doesn't mean you can't ask for advice, but you hear the small voice of God speaking to you. God don't have to holler at you. He'll just kind of tap you, and then you know what He's saying, and you follow that. And this next one I want to deal with is called passion. David had passion. If you're going to do anything in life, whether spiritually, physically, or financially, you got to have passion. You got to believe that you can. The passion will take you there. Write this down if you're taking notes. Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. What made David so successful? He always had a cause. In fact, when he comes down there to bring some cheese and crackers to his brother, or bread, whatever it was, and he says, what's going on, all this big battle? And he said, and he saw everybody afraid. He said, is there not a cause? In other words, the reason why God wanted David to be king, he understood the cause of things. Why do you want to be successful? What's the cause of it? What are you going to do with it once it happens, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial? You know, people think success is only money. But do you know there's a lot of times I go around when if I have a day off, very seldom, I just make people feel good. I say, how you doing? I may walk around my employer sometime and just say, hello, how you doing? Just walking around, not trying to check to see what they're doing. Just spreading some joy, spreading some happiness. Now, I made up my mind that I would believe, now this is not arrogance, it's just the truth. I would be successful spiritually, physically, financially. What do you mean to be successful spiritually, John? In other words, when I go to God, instead of going, oh, you're not mad today. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I kind of like that, John. Mm-hmm. You know, I call your father Kenneth. I call him Brother Copeland. Sometimes you call me Brother Jesse. Sometimes you call me Jesse. That's all fine because that's our names. But what happens is, reason why we've been friends all these years, and ladies and gentlemen, Brother Copeland said this, I believe, last year, all the years of that I have preached with Brother Copeland, which is now 20 years, we ain't had one argument. Now, that's amazing. That's unheard of. You have preachers coming together. Why? Well, we have a passion to walk in love. See, in every area. That doesn't mean we agreed on everything. We didn't agree on some areas and things of that nature. That's not the issue. But you know what? We had passion enough to know that there was a cause, and if we'd come together, that we could get this thing done. That's what made David the success. What are you believing for, spiritually, physically, financially? Sometimes physically, I like to walk around and, you know, and do physical things. I may get on my motorcycle, and people think, that old man on that motorcycle. Well, I know my hair is white, but at least it's mine. It's there. Praise God. But you know what? People go, I can't get over there. He's riding a motorcycle. Well, it actually moves people to smile. It moves people. It really does. It's amazing. And then financially, passion. I can take something and that's nothing and turn it into something. That's not arrogance or cockiness. To me, it's a challenge. What are you going to do? People on Wall Street, people ask me all the time, what kind of stock are you buying? What are you doing this and that? You know, first thing first, people that are buying it thinks it's going up. People that are selling it thinks it's going down. Now, it don't make a difference what they say. What do you think? How do you make this work? The only thing I don't like about 401k plans and retirement is other people thinking for me, but are they thinking like me? You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times I'll call these companies that do this stuff. I said, are you thinking like I'm thinking? I mean, you purchasing this and that, but are you thinking like I'm thinking? Let me tell you how I'm thinking. One of the greatest compliments of my life was about 2 years ago. We do a lot of business with Chase Bank. Make a long story short. They called me in and they said, Revenue Planners, you ought to take your finances and place it here, 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 here. Now, I want to be successful. It will deal with money. Now, I'm a passionate man about that. And I said, let me go home and pray about it. Now, John, you'd have thought I said the stupidest thing in the world to pray about. These are all these, what I call financial entrepreneurs, you know. They know more about that than I know, but they don't know the voice of God. I know the voice of God. So and they're not going to say nothing because it's my money, you know, it's my investment. So I went home. And I prayed about it in about 3 days. And I said, can I come back in about 3 days? I met them all. Make a long story short. I said, I'm not going to do anything you said. Now, they looked at me. Watch my face. I said, I want you to take what I have, my finance, and I want you to place it here, 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 and here. And they went, now, Reverend, I just don't think that's going to operate. Well, that's what the Lord said. Now, when you mix what I call praise phrases with people that are just dealing with finances, they think you're a little weird. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you that, but they think you're a little weird.
Yeah.
So, but it's my money. Do what I want. They said, okay. Well, me and Kathy, we always wait Christmas Eve to shop. I don't know why we're Christmas Eve shoppers. You take it down to the last minute. So we went to the mall, boy, and Kathy shopping. All that. And after a while, I get tired walking that thing, you know. So I said, Kathy, I'm going to go on home. She said, okay. So I went home 20 minutes. Phone rings. She says, Jesse, one of the vice presidents of the company wants to bring a fruit basket to the house because our offices were closed this Christmas Eve. He said, do you think I ought to tell him where you live? I said, Kathy, he know where we live? I said, my God, he got all our money. He know where we live. Yeah. I said, tell him to come on. Well, 30 or 40 minutes later, he shows up with this beautiful fruit basket. You ready for this? Good. And he looks at me, he said, Mr. DePlanis, Merry Christmas. He says, I hope I'm not bothering. I said, no. And I mean, this is a big, it looked like a coffin. That's how big that fruit basket was. That thing was huge, man. That's the biggest fruit basket I ever saw in my life. Anyway, he helped me put it on the counter. I mean, this thing was huge. Thank you. Merry Christmas. As we were walking out my house, he said, Reverend, I have to tell you something. He said, do you know about 8-9 months ago you told us we had that financial meeting? And I'm thinking, where's it going with this, you know? And we told you to put your money here, 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 here. And you did. You went home and prayed about it. I said, yeah, I remember that. You told us to do this, this, and this, and we thought you were totally wrong. And this is the compliment. I give glory to God, because this is what the Lord had told me to do. He looked me right in the face like I'm looking at you. He said, you know, you're the only one of our clients that made money. You're the only one of our clients. He said, the next time God tells you to invest some, would you call us and tell us where to put this?
Yeah, they'll listen.
They will listen. Now they listen.
Well,
now,
see, that'll preach right there. Oh, just that.
Well, it opened up, to me, an avenue to let Christ in me come out further. So I'm serious. Every once in a while, I get a phone call. What's God saying? What's the Lord saying? That's how they say it. What's the Lord saying? That really ministered to me. But yet, that to me is one of the greatest compliments I've ever received to the glory of Him. That's passion. Now, I'm looking at men that know more about finances than I do. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. But I have enough passion in my life to hear what God is saying. And I said, this is what we're going to do. And people said, did you ever think about losing your money? No, why would I do that? Even if Satan stole something from you, the Bible says if you catch him, and you can, he has to return it sevenfold and the substance of his house. That's what happened in Hurricane Katrina. I wanted to be a success during Hurricane Katrina. Explain that. I mean, I'm talking 100 yards down the road, devastation everywhere. Yet I had no devastation whatsoever at all at my ministry or my home. But I told the devil before we left, because we evacuated, because once they do what they call a mandatory evacuation, you don't have to, but you'd be stupid if you stayed. You know, the government's trying to help you here. I said, if you touch anything, you're going to pay me, not just insurance money. You are going to pay me. You're going to pay me. I'm going to get your furniture, too, because the substance of his house. And even my next door, the neighbor behind me says, Reverend, he called it the big man upstairs. And I said, no, he ain't the big man. He's God Almighty. How? He said, hey, I got shingles blowed off my roof. I'm 50 to 60 feet from your backyard, and I blow a fence, knock down. There's your fence. There's everything. I said, well, the Holy Spirit was right there. Now, you know, when they see it, with all this devastation, they go, that man's got, there's something about that man. Well, naturally, they're looking at me. I don't take that glory. I said, why? You told us that you wouldn't have any damage. Why? Passion. Well, here comes the next question. Supposing you would have got damage, what would you have done? Well, I'd have rebuilt it. That's not the issue. But I don't pay for the same real estate twice. You see, is there not a cause? The Bible is cause orientated. Everything has to do with cause. You want to be successful spiritually, physically, financially, you got to get, this is your financial book. This is your spiritual book. This is your physical book. It shows you how to live spiritually. It shows you how to eat properly and live physically. It shows you how to be financially set. And people say, well, you know, we're in this life. Well, didn't Jesus says his will be done in earth as it is in heaven, or on earth as it is in heaven? That's in red, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you have to wait to get to heaven to get out of your trailer? And ain't nothing wrong with a trailer. Hey, it's a roof over your head. That's not, I don't have a problem with people
in trailers. I just got out of one.
You just got out of one. Glory to God. But my point is this. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying is, in my Father's house. Oh, some people going to get mad about this. In my Father's house are many what? Mansions. What's wrong? Why does everybody else can have a big house, but you can't have one? Oh, people get mad as a hornet. Jealousy and envy. Because you see, someone told them they can only just go this far with this amount of money they make. The amount of money you make doesn't deem what makes you a success. But I'm going to say something. The amount of money you give does. Oh, Lord Jesus. Because see, if you live by your giving, and you believe, and some preachers don't believe this, some people don't believe, and you believe in that 30, 60, and 100-fold, oh, you start getting that 100-fold all the time, it starts rising. But it don't just come because you said it. You got to have passion about that. You'll have many opportunities to fail. I don't take any. So passion, and I love it, is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. I have a cause in life. And here's what it, let me deal with the financial end of it. The Bible tells me that a good man, I'm a good man, John, you've been knowing me for years, leaves an inheritance or makes an inheritance for his children's children. That's big. How are you going to leave an inheritance for your children's children when you're struggling for you and your wife just to pay your bills? How do you do that? How can that? I'm talking physical money here. Mm-hmm. I'm talking physical substance. Because God says that in your lifetime, you should be able to generate three lifetimes of finance. You and your wives, your children, and then your children's children. How can that be? Oh, if you listen to God, he gives you the ideas, the insights, the concepts. What's the most, richest thing on the earth today? It's not oil. It's not minerals. It's an idea. And God is giving ideas, but you got to stir up that gift of God and then become very passionate about it. You want a good marriage? Stay passionate. Now, I know you're thinking just physical. No, no. It's more than just physical. That's a part of marriage. Don't misunderstand me. But stay passionate about your love for one another. There's sometimes, John, I get too busy and I hurt Kathy's feelings. And she's going, we're watching this. She want me to acknowledge something. I go, yeah. You know, I didn't mean it like that. But that's neither here nor there. That's an excuse. I should have focused and said, I'm sorry, Kathy, what did you say? I missed that. But sometimes I get so busy and she goes, and she don't say nothing, but I can tell, you know, the longer you're married, I should have focused on that. In other words, what I was doing wasn't as important as what she needed at that particular time concerning something, you know, well, whatever. And to me, now, inside I'm thinking, God, man, let's go on with this thing, you know. But I was wrong because, you see, if it's important to her, it should be important to me. And vice versa. If it's important to me, it should be important to her. Well, if it's important to you and her, it's very important to God. God don't want you suffering while you're starving. You can't make you can't pay your bills. You can't get ahead in life. If Jesus tarries, you want to be on your deathbed saying, well, I did what the Word said. I've taken care of my kids. I've taken care of my grandkids. I have accomplished the Word. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Now, that is success in the financial realm. Yeah, but I'm a fireman. I only make so much money. It has nothing to do with how much you make. But I'm going to say it again. It has to do with how much you give, what you sowing in that ground. Because that seed, what is an oak tree but an acorn that held its ground?
I think a lot of people try it.
Right. And trying don't work well.
And it, without a foundation of the Word, mm-hmm. you know, right. they hear a message. And I think the faith message, I think the prosperity message gets a bad rap sometimes right. from people who hear part of a message
right.
without any foundation. Mm-hmm. They haven't developed their faith. And then they try something.
Right.
And the devil comes. What does the Word say about that? He comes immediately. Once you hear the Word, he'll come to steal it. And so they try something. You know, you're out there, you hear something, you try it. Devil comes, tax your finances.
Yes, indeed.
I'm telling
you,
you're trying it and you put money in that offering, the devil's going to come and attack your finances. I mean, it's just going to happen. But when people make a decision that this is what I'm doing, you got grounded on the Word, you understand the principles behind it. It's not just something I've heard somebody else did and I'm going to try it. But you make that commitment. You make a commitment to do it no matter what happens. You're going to live that way.
Amen.
Now, when you do that, you know, like Brother Hagin says, if you decide to stand then forever, then you won't have to stand long.
That's right.
And when the devil comes, he tries to steal that Word. You don't let him steal it, but you keep standing and you keep living that way. It won't be long, and you're going to see a difference. You could not convince me not to give.
Well, John.
Because I've had the experience with it. Right. I've done it. I've lived it. Right. And I've seen a lot of people who've tried it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to try this, but they haven't made that commitment.
How many times you've given something you needed? At the time you were putting it in an offering plate, you went, this is coming.
It did not make sense.
It did not make no sense at all. That's when you know God's working. Mm-hmm. It's when it don't make sense. It makes faith. The Word of God doesn't make sense, but it makes faith. It makes faith to flow. That's how we live, breathe, and have our being. That's what we do. When you understand that, now that's passion, see, to give something that you need. And I'm thinking, my God. And I used to kind of even put a spiritual connotation to it. Lord, let me heal up a little bit. let me fill this pot up just a little bit. He said, you can have it all, Jesse. A man told me this the other day, right before I came here to do this television show. He said, Brother Jesse, that's how he talk. Brother Jesse, tell him I have to cut back on my giving. He said, due to the recession. I said, oh, so you want to extend it? He said, extend what? The recession. Because the minute you stop sowing, now people say, oh, he's saying that because he's a preacher. No, I'm saying that because I'm a Christian. The minute you stop sowing, the minute your harvest begins to decrease. If the United States of America would not sow any seed, we'd be starving in a year's time. Mm-hmm. Think about that. So I said, you want to cut back something since you got cutting back on your mind? Cut back something else. Cut back whatever, something, but don't cut back on that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But and it's not so you can send money to me or send money to Brother Copeland. It's that so you're increasing your harvest on it, and it's coming. It's constantly coming. So when the 08 recession hit there, people said, boy, but Jesse, you're going to have it tough. I said, no, I sold in 07. You what? I sold in 07. What do you mean? And I there were some harvests that I didn't get off my seed in 07, so it must be coming in 08. And I got it in 08 when I needed it the most. But I had to have passion to believe that, John. That's what it's all about. And when you understand these ways to achieve success, spiritually, physically, financially, I said, there's a cause. The reason why you put that gift in that offering plate, even though you needed it, it was a cause. And you are so right. The minute you do that, that devil comes to steal your money, work your brain. You stupid. You should do this. You should do that. You're not taking care of your family, right? You're going to go broke. You're going to have too much month at the end of your money, all kinds of stuff. But once you make the word commitment a part of your life, spiritually, physically, and financially, that's the main ingredient of your success. You have committed not to change.
What would you tell somebody that's lost their passion? Maybe, you know, maybe they used to be involved in the church, or maybe still are.
Right.
A lot of people have been in, you know, working in ministry or, you know, just in general have lost their passion towards God. They still love the Lord, but they've lost that
let me
fire.
Let me tell you what the problem is. You got on cruise control. You press the button. You pull back. I ain't messing with this no more. Now another power is pulling you. You know, you may be in control of the steering wheel, but you're not in control of the power. So you can only go just as fast as what you set. There are a lot of people on cruise control. The Lord told me that too. One time he told me this, it was so strong, and I'll deal with it in tomorrow's show, was he said, Jesse, you're on cruise control. I said, but God, the need is met. He said, no, I'm not dealing with need. Who said anything about need, Jesse? I give you all things to richly enjoy. That struck me, John. Get off of cruise control, because the minute you hit that brake pedal, you get this. You're going to slow down immediately. Now, put your foot back on the power. Get around passionate people and get back involved, and God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams.
We want you to get it off cruise control and get your foot back on that pedal.
Amen. Rowan. Glory to God.
You know, we're going to break away here just for a second. We got some things we want to show you, and then we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2010 Prayer Mountain Annual Prayer Conference, October 28th through November 1st at the Hilton Branson Convention Center in Branson, Missouri. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. God has given you the ability to succeed and prosper in every area of your life, relationships, family, business, and health. Get ready to be transformed as Jesse Duplantis shares 12 ways to achieve total success, a DVD resource that will help you identify your God-given gifts and clarify your unique purpose. This teaching will give you the tools to map out the practical ways to achieve success in every area.
Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. Be clear about your mission and shape your destiny. What you believe, you must become. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best.
You have a future full of hope, filled with God's promises and good success. It's time for you to be who God created you to be. A total and complete success in every area of your life. Order Jesse Duplantis' teaching on DVD, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, at a special 25% savings for just $14.95. Learn to identify God's way of bringing true success into your life. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org, call toll-free, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
You cannot have success in your life without Jesus in your life. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care, you know, how good a job you have. Whatever it is, you cannot have complete success in your life without knowing the love of God. You're going to have a void there. There's people who have sought after a prize, whether it was an Olympian or an athlete or achieving status in your business, climbing the corporate ladder, whatever it is, people who have actually ultimately met whatever that goal that was, they got there and there was a big empty hole.
That's right.
Because the thing they were striving for did not fulfill them.
That's right.
So you can't have success without Jesus. And so I'd like to ask Brother Jesse, if he would, to lead us in a salvation prayer so that we can settle that and you can have success in your life, finally.
Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Prayer or faith destroys all distance between God and man. I want you to pray with me right now. Your life is about ready to change. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I thank you, Lord, that I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. You said we would be saved. I accept you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you now for saving me through this simple prayer, for ministering to me that I'm becoming a part of your family and joining your kingdom. I decree and declare that I am saved before God and man through this simple prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it today. Amen. And amen. If you just prayed that prayer, you just joined our family. Welcome to the family.
Praise God. And I'm glad you prayed that. And if you did, we want to hear from you. Now, we have a book that we'd like to send you free. It's a book. We combine five books, and it's going to get you to the place where you need to learn about God. Where do you start? Now that I'm saved, what do I do?
Right.
And it's got a brochure that's going to help you study the Bible. So we'll send it to you free, postage paid. We want to bless your life with it, and congratulations, you're on a new road to success.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that excited?
That's exciting.
Join us tomorrow because we got more about how to be successful in your life. This is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. God has a good plan for you. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So I made up my mind, I'm not going to stay on cruise control. In other words, that speedometer says I can do this. I'm gonna take it there.